Every woman's crazy.
Yeah, everybody's crazy, but every guy can make a girl crazier.
For sure.
Oh, yo.
Welcome back.
Back?
Well, we do this every week.
Ticket.
Okay. Get the mic closer, please.
This is gonna be fun.
That's not. I can't have it closer. It's just
no, but just stop pushing it away.
Okay.
Like, you know.
Don't fuck with me.
You don't have to look at it.
And I live.
The one-eyed snake, you.
Like, don't fuck with me. You and me, we're gonna fucking have a talk.
And this is gonna be fun because she knows nothing about AI. So I gotta ask you a question.
What's AI?
Artificial intelligence.
Oh fuck.
No, it's okay.
It's okay.
I want to know. I'm going to ask you a very question that you'll be able to explain. What is being unfaithful for you?
What?
Oh, we're doing this again.
AI or what?
No, not AI. For you, where does it start being unfaithful?
Where does a person become unfaithful?
Texting.
Anything.
Fantasizing.
Anything. What the fuck does anything mean?
Everything.
What does everything mean?
So if he sees a good-looking girl and he's like, oh, she's cute, cheated.
No, okay. Okay, whatever stays in the head is fine.
So whatever stays in the head?
Yeah.
But if he wears goggles that show him virtual reality, is that still in the head?
Yeah. Because it's not real.
So anything that's not real, so a fake doll is okay?
No, because it's material.
No, the AI doll, not the buying a real doll.
So okay,
doll.
So
what?
Okay, no, forget about it. So if he thinks about another girl while he's fucking you, is that cheating?
No, of course you think about people.
You do?
Nope.
Like I should be like straight, nope.
No. Exactly. If it's in the head, it's fine. If you don't do, okay, here. If there's no action, like physical action, texting is a physical
action.
Well,
if he masturbates thinking about somebody else, that's action.
It's in the head.
It's not in the head. It's in his hand.
But in his head, it looks bigger.
That'd be a good one.
Thinking about somebody else isn't a head.
You see, that's the thing. And more this AI thing is making me...
What AI thing? Worry. There's an AI doll?
There's AI everything now. Now, you can literally...
In 7 years, you'll be useless. It's a fact.
No, they still have to pop babies out.
I'll never be useful.
AI is not going
to
be able
to. You don't need to. Why would you need to pop babies? You need to reduce the population, not increase the population.
Yeah, but you're going to kill the whole population if there's no kids.
And what do you need kids for?
For the future of the humankind. Oh, yeah, he's a psychopath.
What do you mean? Like,
he's the Jewish Hitler of babies.
What do you need kids for people to not go fucking insane?
Yeah, but humans will be useless.
When you're useless,
what's the point? What is the point of a human if they have now become useless?
But they've always been useless.
Yeah,
no, but here...
By definition.
No, but now, like, we build cities, we build cars, everything that you see, everything that exists around us was made in a human mind.
Yeah.
So all these things needed to exist for us to be able to... Like, everything that's a job, everything that's a human job.
So you're
job.
Saying AI will eventually just replace humans?
Yeah, it'll take over all our jobs. Yeah.
It's impossible.
No, jobs, I get it, but we're going to create
all
new
the jobs.
Oh, it's very
So
possible.
What, the AI is going to update itself?
What?
AI is going to update itself?
It's already
AI continues
doing
to learn.
It.
AI just continues to learn.
Yeah,
there's
but,
already,
yeah,
but it will never
there's already
have
AI bots that
want to
kill humans.
Yes, I
and
heard.
And they have to stop them.
Yes, I heard. The suicide hotline that's killing people too.
Yeah, so what do you think is going to happen? You think it's going to get better?
Different.
All you need is it's going to be the reality of what we have. All you need is 1%.
So where does it end?
With humans being like obsolete almost.
No.
It's going to go from where we're at now to the whole Elon chip where we become half brain, half AI.
Did you see the thing that I sent you?
I love the thing. He says it's going to go, not it might go. It's going to go like this. It's not going to go like that.
No, but there's a lot of things you cannot predict, sadly.
No. What do you mean?
It's impossible.
We're already chipping our brains. What do you think? You think the next step is going to be? You think that if a person that's chipped with a brain that is 100 times better than yours without a chip, people are going to be like,
but that's
we
not
want
the case.
Over that person?
No, but that's not the case.
Not the
it
case
enhances.
Now.
It's not the whole brain.
Not now, but it's no. we're at a starting point.
So you're saying that AI or artificial intelligence will eventually have feelings?
No, no. Why didn't he have feelings?
Because in your brain, there's a side of creativity, feelings, and it has a use.
There was already computers that outdo painters.
No, but you're talking about statistic here, something that is very square. Art, like art, because it's very subjective, it's based on humans, right? It didn't invent it. It came from a database of old, past paintings, artists.
Okay, yeah.
So it just evolves it.
Yeah.
But eventually, once it created so much from the past, it needs other stuff.
No matter what, you need a human to make the AI or whatever.
No, no, no. Function. The AI will eventually be self.
Yeah, self-sustainable.
What? Self-sustainable. Yeah, yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It teaches and it's going to last a lot longer because...
It teaches itself.
Yeah. So just to give you, to put you an update to what's going on in humanity...
In the world right
there
now.
Was this AI that they were teaching it how to become a lawyer. And while they were feeding it information, it decided to learn a new instrument and a new language for whatever reason on its own. And until this day, the people that created don't know why. It just created, decided to learn a new language perfectly. Did you ever watch the movie The Matrix?
Yeah.
You remember when he was downloading skills? Oh, now I know Kung Fu.
Well, is that Limitless?
No.
No, Limitless is actually the guy that's doing the math and whatever.
But yeah, it's the evolution of humanity in a powers. But Matrix Neo. Mm-hmm. Remember he downloads and, oh, I can do a helicopter. I can fly a helicopter. I know Kung Fu. Well, imagine that a million times faster.
And better.
Yeah. He just doesn't know Kung Fu. He is the best at Kung Fu. Yeah. That's the thing.
Like within instant.
Instant.
Basically absorbs all the information of the world, for every Kung Fu master in the world, and now can outdo any Kung Fu master.
Okay, so the answer is we need to make babies to control that shit.
No, you're not going to be able to control it.
Because the baby won't progress as fast as the AI.
Not even close.
That's the reality of the thing.
No, but I mean, there's already adults that lives right now that are... creating these
Yeah, but the thing, the issue with AI right now, the people that created it don't even understand it.
Yeah, they're unable to control it.
They're not, but now they're controlling it because they have it, and they have blockers.
But eventually they will.
But eventually the AI will learn how to...
Unblock.
Yeah,
unblock.
The blocks, yeah.
It's part of its DNA to learn.
Well, there's the ones that Facebook had that where they taught themselves a new language. So there was two AI bots, and they started to communicate. And then they created their own language where the guys who invented
with the alphabet and everything.
Yeah, they created their own language.
And they don't fool their engineers around. They don't understand.
Gemini is what? Is
Google.
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 Are you serious right now?
That's the most woke one, yeah.
Yeah.
How do you guys know that?
Because we
Google it. Listen, we don't just waste our time.
So wait,
on
let's give you another update for Gemini. It's an AI that was so advanced. In that a way, it was crazy to test.
So it became racist.
It became racist.
Yeah, it became super racist.
But wait, not racist to black people.
Whites.
To whites. Every time you asked it to create a human, it never made it white.
Yeah.
Why?
Even if you asked them to draw past, like history, like draw George Washington, black.
Like it's a Viking, Scandinavian, black.
But who made that?
Google.
Google. They fucked up. They lost $70 billion market cap. Because of that.
Yeah,
but that's going to be an easy fix.
The CEO is going to have to resign.
And why did they create that?
No, they created the AI.
Because AI is the future. Now it's a race towards the best AI.
But it's for the best AI for now.
It's a race to get a land and a campaign and get the hell out of the
cities. Those people that wanted to be outside the grid type of thing is going to be very
They'll
popular.
Be fine until the AI finds them and kills
everybody
them.
That has those bomb...
The
shelters. And I heard shelters rose like sales by like 60, but I think it's because of that movie.
Which one?
With Julia Roberts and Ian Hawke. And what's it called? Left the World Behind? Something like that.
Leave the World Behind? I don't know.
When the AI decides to attack the United States and the cars that they decided to...
The Teslas.
They started just...
But do you think this whole AI stuff is a bit like le bug de l'an 2000.
No, because we are in it.
Yeah, this AI.
The bug was.
I'm not in it.
Yeah.
No. Well, you're not in it. You sure?
No.
Do you have an iPhone?
No.
That's a lie.
No, I don't anymore.
What do you have?
Android. I don't know.
You have a smartphone.
You have a smartphone.
Yeah.
Connected to the internet.
I know.
Okay, yeah. That's it.
I think it's good.
So
you're
good.
I think it's recording me when I call.
No, but wait. When you're on Instagram and you talk about something, do you have publicity showing you what you're... So you're in the system.
You're in it. You're in it. Don't worry about it.
You're in the matrix. Yeah. As much as you want
if
it
you
or
have
not.
A social insurance number, you're in it.
But there is good things coming out of this. Like, this is not all bad. I'm actually excited about all this.
It sounds like the apocalypse. Like, I'm an anxious person.
No, you're not. You're not going
to be like, AI is coming for me.
No, none of us are going to probably live to see it.
Yeah.
Phew. It's going to be after probably.
Yeah. No, it's going to be probably my kids.
My grandkids.
No, my kids. At the speed. At the speed it's going, it's going to be my kids.
Yeah, your kids.
Because you remember JetsDB 1, and now we're at 6, I think? 6.5?
Yeah, but so you know how it works, right? So when Google Maps first came out.
Yes.
So the Google Maps that was released to the population was 11 versions behind the version they had, because the Army has the highest one.
No, you're talking about GPS.
GPS.
You're talking
about
GPS.
Sorry, GPS.
Yes.
Yeah, GPS.
But GPS was for different reasons. The reason why they released it to people.
But it's the same thing with this.
Yeah,
the AI is going to be released like versions behind what. Because you cannot have the same capacity what the Army has.
No, that I get. But the problem now with Silicon Valley, because I was I heard the podcast with the guy that created ChatGPT.
What?
Not here. No, he wasn't on this podcast.
Oh, ChatGPT went so fast. It was like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know what ChatGPT is?
Yeah.
That's AI.
I'm like, hey, buddy, can you write a book for me and I'll sell it on ebook?
So you see?
So you're part of the problem.
So you're useless.
No, I'm not.
What do you mean?
You're not writing a book. You're just using it.
Eventually, ChatGPT is going to be like, I don't need you to tell me that. I'll do it myself.
And I pretend that
now
I'm a human.
Now she's thinking about it. Wait.
No. Meaning.
What do you think happens when you write a question in ChatGPT?
I asked, actually.
It becomes information stored in there.
Yeah, but ChatGPT said that it's only when the conversation is going on.
You're going to believe a robot?
I don't know, but it's supposed to tell the truth.
So I'm telling you what the end goal for now, the end goal, when I say the end goal, it's the end goal for the next 2 years, to eventually all of us have our own ChatGPT customized for us.
You really can't say it, eh?
No,
you can't say it.
I was like, what?
ChatGPT.
The AI.
You're like ChatBTG, ChatACP.
I'm already hacked.
ChatNWACP.
I'm already hacked.
That tequila.
So they want everybody to have their own version. So what's going to happen, it's going to be like your guardian angel, where it's going to learn your habits and everything. And what's going to happen, it's going to learn so much from you, you won't even need to go to your meetings. It's just going to go for you. And gives you resumes.
Oh, shut up.
I kid you not.
And no. That's what I'm saying. Humans
are
useless.
Who's going to say yes to that?
Everybody is.
Not
ready.
Me.
Everybody's doing
not
it.
Me.
Imagine you get to do
letting
whatever the hell.
Letting a fucking robot speak for me?
No, hold on a second. Imagine you get to go on vacation for the rest of your life, wherever you want, travel, do whatever the hell you want to do with your life, but your work is still complete every time.
No, because you're accountable for your work.
Yeah, but complete. It's fine. Everything
yeah,
is always
done.
No,
but the AI would be associated to you.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like
that's
a boss
a
with his employees. If an employee's fuck up, the boss.
Exactly.
So he's going to be like your employee?
No, but you can't do that. Let's say.
Yes, you can.
No. Les médecins, les infirmiers, les travailleurs sociaux font partie d'un ordre. Ils peuvent pas faire qu'est-ce qu'ils veulent.
For now.
Pas envoyer un robot comme
for
ça.
Now.
Tu sais pas qu'est-ce qu'il fait.
So, wait. So, Nadia.
So, when you write questions for ChatGPT and they send you and you get a long-ass response, like write a book or whatever, do you read the thing or are you just like, cool?
Oh, no, I read it. And I'm like, okay, make it concise.
Okay. So.
With the chapters.
So now
I said with the chapters, and when you speak to me, say Lord Nadia, and she goes Lord Nadia.
Okay, cool, cool story. But do you know in medicine now, talking about nurses and everything, mm-hmm. there is artificial intelligence that do operations.
No.
Yes.
So precise.
No.
Yes.
That humans cannot even imagine being similar. It is so precise to
who
the.
Who said yes to that?
It exists.
It exists. I'm
where?
Not. Oh, the United States. I kid you not. And I think they have one in Japan that's 0.00000001% of error possible.
It's crazy.
Humanity is about 12 to 15%.
So imagine you know how many surgeries you can do every year.
Most and they're not tired, they're not cooked head.
Yes,
but for sure, say yes. I would rather a robot
with 0.0001% of error.
And then the doctors are high on coke, under pressure,
knows.
They drink the night before, going through a divorce.
Doing coke.
On cocaine
love doing
all
coke.
The time.
No, but they're going through a divorce and all of a sudden he's shaking.
That fucking bitch.
You know what I mean? So if you could have a doctor that is at home.
AI does coke, but everyone knows, like.
Everyone knows. Who's these everyone?
Everybody. Everyone knows.
All my people.
Comment ça s'appelle ça? La technologie crashes. It crashes.
Yeah, humans
that's why
too.
You need one person. Yeah, to but make humans sure it too. Crash.
Humans too. Probably so the robots, more. It's 0.0001 crash out of 15%.
Okay. So think about it.
I'm thinking.
I already thought about it.
If you look at the population.
Yes.
Okay. There's you guys who like knows stuff.
Are useless. Yeah. We're useless.
And
too.
Then there's and other trust me,
we don't
people.
Know much.
And no, that's the no, thing. We like know meaning, nothing.
Yeah, we're like at the.
You actually look at stuff. You know AI stuff. No, not everyone knows that. Like me, I don't.
Okay,
I
now,
never
but
heard
now you
of
do.
All these things.
Now after today, you do.
No, I know.
These why these podcasts are important.
But
you're so don't people. Forget to follow.
You're share, the person.
Subscribe. You're and plus the bell notification.
Going. No, but what I mean is, him. Monsieur, Madame, tout le monde.
Yes,
those are the. Scammers
they don't know
love those
shit.
Guys.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to be like, oh yeah, make the robot? They're going to be.
I'll tell
you. Oh my God,
okay. So I'll tell you one thing. You remember?
Hate
you
change.
Remember old people when the internet came in 1996?
Exactly my yeah. point.
Where are they now? Don't they have Facebook still? Pending on a friend request. Please tell me that's not true.
It is.
Like, that's what I'm
how
saying.
How many years did it take?
It's because of the baby boomers. But now this new generation, all the old ones have iPhones now.
Yeah.
Do you realize tablet. Before it was like...
kids at one or two are already like on their phones. Yeah. Swiping and crazy.
But I think that's
crazy.
So fucked up.
You find it fucked
because
up because
you
you're old and but, behind.
Yeah. There's actually... Excuse you?
No, but for technology, I'm not talking in age. Age, you're super young and
Nadia,
beautiful died. And radiant.
Nadia, you born in the 90s?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, your birth year starts with a one. You're old.
Anyone ask how old are you?
No. She's radiant and magnificent. Stop it. Positive
it's
reinforcement.
It's like, you know, you didn't see the commercial with the guy who makes fun of him, where what? The girl feels like super old. Uh-huh. He's like, oh, I'm going to need to see your ID. And she starts pulling it out. He's like, oh, your birth year starts with a one. Yeah, you're fine. You're old. Yeah, then you're like... Oh, you motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
How do they do now?
Oh, shit.
They just have a picture of an ID? I don't know.
I feel like that's now you can go into a shop and it just scans your face and already knows.
Yeah.
While they're like people will be like, oh, Amazon no, I'm not in the system, blah, 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 but pardon? I use my fingerprint.
Amazon wants you to chip you to buy your stuff.
Chip you?
Yeah, put a chip in your finger. So when you buy, you just scan your finger.
Oh, that's fucked.
Already
is
exists.
It really? Like, we're on our phone 24-7, yeah. put
they
all
have
our information
all the information
the
that they want about
it's
you.
It's like, the only thing I would have an issue with a chip in my body, the
you
only issue
like
is if it would fuck up, do I have to get reoperated again?
Yeah.
That would be my issue.
You have an Apple Watch.
No.
What is that watch?
It's called something.
It's
the Chinese
it's
version
it's
of Apple Watch.
It's $40.
It's the Peer Watch.
Yeah, but it's like, it's connected to your phone, to internet.
Yeah.
It takes your vitals, your data, your body.
Yeah, you're good. Everything's
just my it could.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Whether
you
whether
it's
you, like a green light that always comes on.
Yeah,
it does. Like, fuck?
So
yeah,
it's going through your
no.
blood. Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you say.
Stop it.
So it's grape watch.
It's just because I'm fat and I'm trying to work on it.
Yeah. You're using AI.
Yeah,
you're using AI. And then eventually you can go and see a robot and it could do lipo and create you as you wish.
With 0.00001.
See, she's thinking about it.
I'm like, okay, maybe it's
you're like, yo, robot, get your robot ass in here.
Imagine it's so safe surgery, right? To lipo and everything, and you can eat everything you want. See that little flame in here?
I'm thinking.
Yeah. That's what they're going for.
I should have gone with food instead of vacation.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
Imagine.
But also, we got to find a way.
That could sell.
It's already selling.
It's even if you're not buying, you're selling.
It's already selling.
I'll get
sold. But a lot of people are going to be scared. They don't.
Of course.
They're going to be scared at first.
And
they're going to be useless. They're going to be eliminated.
No, your buku.
Gone.
There's a lot of people.
This guy's stuck on useless.
Of course.
Comment qu'on appelle ça? Quoi? Les gens, les complotistes.
Yeah. Conspiracy theorists.
Yeah. There's a lot of them. There's like communities.
No, there's a lot of them with you.
With me?
Around you.
What?
There's not that many. There might be 2% of
there's
this planet.
There's a lot.
No.
Other people don't have time. It's they have to work.
They're the equivalent of the trans population.
Yeah.
Very small.
Exactly. And they don't even have the same conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Everyone
some think their Earth
themselves.
Is flat.
Doesn't
others is a
matter.
Triangle. Other Illuminati.
What do you mean? Earth's not flat? God damn it.
Yeah, it is flat when you go outside.
So why do they call it
what
flatland?
I'm saying
yeah,
is...
that's true. You're right. Another conspiracy theory. Why? So was there all along?
It's there all along.
Right, no. We're going to be abducted by aliens. Yeah, go ahead.
But what? The only part that I just... Because also we used to be doing stuff. Maybe that's what I'm like.
Doing stuff meaning what?
Meaning having a purpose.
Fear of survival.
We'll always create a new purpose.
Yeah, the new purpose is going to be gone. We're going to be useless.
No. There's always going to be entertainment. Did you ever watch the movie WALL-E?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I love this
movie. So you remember people on that cruise ship, while all the robots were doing all the work, there was these fat people, and they were connected to the screen, whatever
not
it was.
Seeing whatever.
Video games, working, they think they were doing casinos, whatever. That's what's going to happen.
Proof the humans are still useless.
They will be useless, but they will still be present.
There will be a 1%. The human population will be reduced to almost nothing.
How?
But that wouldn't be a bad thing for the planet.
Oh. I don't think it would be.
We're not enough on the planet.
We're what?
We're not enough.
Not for the pollution I'm talking about.
So eventually,
pollution is pollution. We just recycle.
Let's say somebody says to you,
"I'll give you an orgasm."
No.
0.3 seconds.
Imagine if you. No, wait. Imagine you can have orgasm. Okay.
Let's say somebody can tell you who do you think is the most handsome man in the world.
Pick three if you want. You can have them all at the same time.
Thank you.
But you can have them all at the same time.
Pick whoever you want. Who's the most handsome man that you can think of?
Okay, Michael B. Jordan.
No. Jack's the Sons of Anarchy.
Okay, fine. So now let's say.
Oh, yeah, that's true. She likes white people.
So let's say you can get.
That's so racist of you.
A robot that looks exactly like Jack's, has the exact body, exact everything.
Oh, my God. What kind of
personality? And says Lord Nadia.
Oh, my God, that's manipulation.
And then says Lord Nadia.
What kind of personality do you like? Do you like an alpha man? Do you like a beta, submissive, dominant?
Sadly, alpha.
Okay, so imagine why you have sadly? A Jax, alpha male.
And he won't cheat on you.
And he loves everything that you love. Your favorite TV shows.
No, that's boring.
Loves your favorite conversations.
No.
So, okay, so then you want somebody that argues. So you can get that also.
I hate that.
So you can literally design that.
Yeah, but you.
But
don't
I know
want
why
that.
The AI would be like, "Fuck them."
You design the.
You deserve
person.
To die.
You want argument. You want surprise. Whatever you want, you design. You create it, and you can have that. And you can literally tell them how to fuck you and how to give you orgasms. Do everything for you.
But you're gonna be bored because you created it.
No. You won't be bored. Okay. Because it's gonna become autopilot after that.
Create what you want. Excuse me.
You can have Tuesday Sons of Anarchy.
Let's say,
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Sin.
Yes.
You bring orgies. You bring a girl to the restaurant one time, two times, three times, four times, 10 times, 15 times.
Yes.
And then you're like, is she ever going to pay? Like, is she ever going to think for herself?
That
like,
was podcast is, you know what? 65.
Let me take the bill. Okay, so wait.
No, but this is endless possibilities.
No, I know where you're going with this, but it's good. No, it's good. Yeah.
It's a robot. So you could tell the robot, you know what? Sometimes you should pay the bill. Like, don't be a fucking abuser or whatever. Okay. And then she does it. She pays the bill because you told her to pay the bill.
With your money, yes. Because it's AI.
Yeah.
But whatever, you get my point.
And she's not eating, you know that. So she's paying for shit.
Literally just watching you.
Yeah, yeah. No, but go ahead with your example. Finish with your example.
What I'm
she's
saying,
just
okay.
putting the drink and it just pours on her.
That was expensive. Grand Marnier 2002.
Oh, man.
Vintage.
Let me pay with your card.
But go ahead.
If you have to tell someone to do something.
But you don't need to tell
them. Tell them. You program
So that's what I'm trying to explain to you.
It's the same thing.
No. So now,
no.
What do you mean? You don't program your boyfriend?
So, okay, let me give you his image. Let me give you his image, but how it's going to really be.
Yeah.
Because what he forgot to tell you, that's AI 1947. AI today, you don't need to tell it shit. It studies what you like and your mood. And it can tell you by watching you if you're horny or not, if you want to be massaged or not, if you want to be left alone or not, what kind of music, temperature. And this does exist now.
That's crazy.
Where you walk in a house.
Because of that watch.
And it scans. Well, yeah, but imagine now on a... Yeah. It's actually level of a house.
Yeah.
So you walk in, it can literally tell you what kind of music, the temperature of the house you should have, everything.
That's annoying.
It's not, because you won't react.
And you won't even know why.
Wait.
Give me one second.
Longest relationship?
No. That's not, she's addicted to relationships. That's not it.
What's your longest? It's fine. What's your longest relationship?
2 years and a half.
Okay, 2 years and a half. All right. So at a certain point, didn't the relationship plateau?
Yeah.
Okay, so would you rather a relationship plateaus and stays the same, where the person doesn't want to fuck you ever, just wants to hang out with you, and then borderline like once every couple of months you're getting laid, versus a robot that knows when you're horny.
It adapts.
And adapts to your
needs. It adapts constantly to you.
She wants to get laid right now. Let's do it. I'm in the mood.
What you won't realize is you will be in that perfect flow without
you. You don't even understand why. Yeah. Like, oh,
exactly. It's like being in a healthy relationship.
No, it's not. Because
you're
you know what?
In a honeymoon phase forever.
Yeah, but that's not reality.
Yeah,
it will be.
Okay,
reality.
No, but wait. The reason why she's saying this is because imagine. Okay, so.
She hates
again,
being happy.
Sadly, I'm gonna put this. I'm gonna put this on the pod and whatever.
It's fake.
So you're on medication, right?
For ADHD.
Okay. So what's the purpose of that medication?
Having this conversation.
Yeah, to be focused.
I'm focused, man.
So now imagine an AI being able to do that for you.
Impossible. Oh. Can it go in my fucking brain?
Yes.
But that's the thing.
It understands
the reason
everything.
Why your brain.
No, it's gotta be like, hey, you forgot to put deodorant. Hey, they just ask you a question.
No.
Focus. You're
no,
thinking
it's not gonna
about
do
something
that.
Else.
You forgot to do deodorant. It's gonna put it for you. That's the one I'm trying to explain you.
Can I live?
You will
it's
live.
It's in my fucking space.
Okay, so let me put it this way. So
she's not good in relationships.
No.
She's already bitching at a robot that wants to do everything she wants.
She already wants to leave it. And she already picked the top guy.
She already described the perfect guy. She's like, now I want to leave him.
Now that I have him.
I don't want this no more. It's too perfect.
The thing is, again, the system's not going to be perfect. I'm not saying you're going to be happy constantly.
But it's annoying and it's fake. It's a fucking
but
robot.
Life is fake.
Why would you want
but
that?
Life is fake.
Yeah, no, life, it's not life fake.
So you taking drugs makes your life faker than you actually is?
No.
Yes.
Why? No. Why do you take drugs then? If life's not like,
if life
to help me do some
exactly.
stuff because I have
it's
like,
an aid.
Yeah.
So imagine an AI aiding you, not only for your focus, but everything else.
It's AIDHD.
It's like if you have a genie that you can rub and ask wishes.
Thing, it's the same thing saying like...
Without asking and without knowing
exactly.
that it happens.
He knows. He knows.
Il y a des gens qui vont aimer le genre de job qui vont être assis dans un stationnement à rien faire pendant des heures. Puis comme une fois ou 12 heures, il va avoir une voiture qui rentre, ils vont être comme, merci.
That's what it's
puis ils
be
aiment ça, ils sont payés
left.
À rien faire. Puis il y a d'autres personnes que c'est comme, ils vont se suicider.
Yeah, but the thing is, what you don't realize is with AI, you'll be able to do any job you want.
I'm already doing the job I want.
You?
Yeah.
So what do you think is the percentage of the population, let's just say just in Quebec, Montreal, of people actually doing the job they want and not the job they need to pay their bills?
I go for 5%.
Oh, that's a lot. There's no way 5% of the population is happy at their job.
So
especially when they work for the government.
Fuck no.
So now, imagine now you can have the skill and you have the guardian angel to back up any skill you want.
But you're fucked because if everybody has AI and everybody has the skill and everybody could do everything, then how can you be the best at something? On est tous différents, on a tous des skills.
But
on
you're
going to
be best for what in your little world?
How do I perform at work if everyone has AI
that's
and everyone?
So that's what you don't realize is work is not going to be what you think it is anymore. Your work, what you think you're working, is going to be in your little bubble.
Like when you were so.
It's like playing video games.
Born, you were saying in the 90s, right? Let's say
99. I knew you were a smart guy. I like you.
So
fuck boy.
When you grew up, were there any like influencer jobs, YouTube people, like those didn't exist?
No.
Yeah. And these jobs are now currently real jobs, right?
I don't know. That's
but I'll give you even one better.
You couldn't picture.
You've played video games, right? You've played video games in the 90s.
Mario.
Perfect. Oui. So when you were number one at that game, you were number one compared to who?
Nobody.
Exactly. So it's exactly like
household.
That. You're going to be number one in your little bubble. You won't need to compete. I could be an NBA player in my NBA league with my NBA friends that I invented or the AI invented.
Ain't nobody paying you.
Yeah, but no, because you
because
need
what?
To touch a ball and fucking play on the field.
You're going to think you're touching a ball because you didn't see the goggles and you didn't see the virtual reality.
You're playing
okay,
on the court, not on the field.
Tout le monde va être là-dessus, Jean.
Pretty much.
That's stupid.
You think? People thought about having a car being stupid. Why don't you just walk?
Car used
Why
to be
don't
stupid.
You just have a horse?
Car
Flying a plane. What an idiot.
Yeah. Car used to be, people used to laugh at the idea of a car.
Yeah. No, but planes was
you
the best
what?
Example. Yeah. The two brothers were seen crazy. Yeah. Why, if God wanted you to fly, he would have gave you wings. Yeah. And now today, if you want to go to the Bahamas, and it's not going to take you 7 years of walking and swimming, you take a fucking plane.
But it's a problem. It's a big, 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 big problem. No,
it's
problem.
Not. It's a problem because you don't know what to expect.
You're like a ludit. You know what ludits are?
No.
They're the people that when they see computers, they would take them and throw them out the window because they're like, that's evil.
Or the indigenous people when they saw...
Coca-Cola. You know,
no, people like, with a like, mirror and a gun. No, like, oh, the devil!
It's a personality. Like it's a definition of ludits. Like ludits are people that are anti any evolution. They believe that evolution is bad.
I'm not like that.
But she's not like that. She's
borderline.
Just,
you're like very anti AI.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But she doesn't even know what AI is.
Yeah, I know what AI is.
She knows Jet.
Jet PTGQ.
Isn't that the LGBTQ AI?
Well, I gave
plus,
you the,
plus, plus C.
Well, I gave you before the NAACP JPT.
NAACP.
Okay, hey, I have other qualities, okay? Don't make fun of my handicap.
C'est de la dyslexie, ça?
No.
I think I have dyslexia. I feel
dyslexia
like
dyslexia is when you read or you write.
Yeah, I feel like I have
not
a mild...
reading. I'm not writing anything.
No, mais non, ça peut être mental.
It's the way you rep.
Là.
Yeah, like
chatting. No, I'm just because I have four languages in my head.
Qu'est-ce que tu penses? Because
I'm like,
which one?
Because sometimes I'm like, do I read from the right to left, left to right? And I'm like, yeah, I don't. Have
I feel I have
shit.
A version.
Not only
dyslexia.
That, ton cerveau te dit quelque chose. Tu sais que c'est ChatGPT, mais quand tu le dis, ça dit autre chose. C'est.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that.
That's why I'm gonna have an AI that's gonna say it for me.
She just wants you to. She just wants you to take ADHD pills.
Yeah. Ain't happening.
Come in a group with us.
Pop a pill, bro.
But everybody's on that shit. Everybody.
On AI?
No, on the pills, and mostly women that I know.
Because they like living in a fantasy world.
Okay. First of all,
you win.
First
there.
Of all, ADHD pill does not get you on La La Land or anywhere. Okay.
Isn't it like speed? I heard.
There's two categories. There's
which one,
the
which
one
pill
that
are you taking?
The one that are non-stimulant.
Which one? What's it called?
Stratera.
No, don't know it.
Yeah,
you're on that shit too?
No.
I'd love to be on it.
So how many people do you know that are on that drug?
Like Adderall. I'd love to be on Adderall.
You're the only one?
Because everyone takes the stimulants.
Okay, the stimulant. How many people do you know on it? A couple?
Are
they mostly women or men?
They're conspiracy theorists.
No, because there is a conspiracy theory behind it. But go ahead, just answer the question.
Non, je sais pas.
She doesn't want to answer.
Non, c'est pas ça. C'est que, admettons.
I don't need their names and social insurance numbers.
I'll take it. It's for my cult.
No, I'm just thinking. I don't know that much people taking it.
Okay, but those who do are women or men?
I think women.
Women. Everybody I know are women. And there is a theory.
It's not because of
the pill. It's
because of the pill.
Are we lying?
We want to say the truth.
We don't want to say that we men.
Contraception.
No. I mean, if I could get ADHD pills, I'd take them.
No, it messes up your
hormones.
Yeah.
C'est quoi le rapport?
The pill, for sure.
And because of that, your attention. But now the kids is a different story. I'm talking about that first generation.
Oh,
that's
kids now, like I see my nieces and nephews, zero attention.
Yeah.
Until you put a phone in their face. Then they're just like,
and it's crazy. I'm coaching high school. I want to beat all the kids.
100%.
Like I'm talking to them, they're like.
But you know why? Because they're overstimulated. I read a scientific research that says that.
You read or you asked ChatGPT?
Yeah, whatever,
no,
whatever he said.
I read it. That because
you know who's not going to be overstimulated? AI. Don't need that stimulation. It's already ready to go. Put him on the basketball
court. Go with your
at the end, she's going to be like, sign me up. But you can't cut her off. She's going to be lost again. Focus.
Train of thought.
Go with your article that you
read.
That you
see?
Wrote. That you wrote.
You see?
The article you wrote.
I didn't want to say you wrote something like you read.
Sorry, such an asshole. He's like poking her, distracting her, and then she's getting confused.
Shiny
You're
light.
Not nice, guys.
Shiny light.
So anyway, it said that...
why are you pushing the mic?
It has to be closer.
To the mic.
It's just annoying. Okay.
Work it like you would Jax.
I wouldn't. I have a boyfriend. Stop it.
No, because it's black. She likes white.
Oh, that's true. Oh. You need a white cover.
Okay, first of all, I have black exes. Okay, stop it.
Black exes.
Yeah.
Not current black boyfriend.
So?
The last three were white, no?
I like how you put four.
No, because
the last 11.
No. The other one was black
the last
chocolate.
20.
Yeah,
white.
It was Trini.
Yeah, Trini.
That's pretty black.
Well, it depends what kind of Trini is.
A black Trini.
Okay,
black
that's okay.
Trini.
No, because there's West Indian, like
yeah,
Indians,
yeah,
there's the whites.
Indian,
yeah.
Brown
yeah, but
but anyway, let's go back,
okay,
let's
go back to
your article.
Your article.
Okay, so it just said basically that Parce que les enfants sont trop surstimulés.
Yes.
Ben, c'est ça qui fait en sorte qu'ils n'ont plus de focus. Fait que la toutes les générations grandissent à avoir un manque de focus puis certaines choses dans leur cerveau qui sont sous-développées à cause des screens, qu'il y a plein d'affaires qui sont tout le temps là-dessus. Mais leur cerveau ne se développe pas comme, admettons, nous, qui a grandi sans ça.
So where did you see this article?
On the fucking internet.
Because I saw another article that said...
Gotta chip those kids.
That those kids were more advanced because...
Ils n'ont aucune mémoire de travail.
No, wait. No, so the memory goes faster, pretty much, because they have a lot more information than kids of younger generations. What happens is, if I think about my son, for example, best example, he's born in tablets, he's 13, well, 14 soon, right? He knows a lot more things that I knew at his age, by far.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because he has access to all of it. But
he's overly stimulated. Video games today, now, research is showing, these RPG, these one-shooter players, help people, kids, solve puzzles, and it actually shows that it's better for confrontation and other real life situations.
I can't play those games. I can't. There's 83 buttons.
Yeah, because you are not used to it. We're used to two buttons and doing this.
I'm used to Atari.
And doing this.
I'm used to Atari. Fuck. I'm up, down.
That's what I'm saying. Now my son is like doing this.
Yeah.
He's not even looking. I'm like, which button is it again?
It's like so B's for shooting, X is for this. I'm like, what?
Yeah, yeah. Don't crunching, and you have to take that, and you have to drink. And the games are so realistic.
Oh, fuck. We're getting old.
Yeah, but we are there. Yeah. So what happens is for them now when they get confronted to situations, they know how to solve them quicker because of these videos.
I don't think so.
But but the research is out. Because Science. It's too early. I remember when all this, like these new video games, I think it was PlayStation 3, I think.
And most kids that I see now, like if I think of me when I had their age, I'm like, they're retarded.
They're retarded. Well, I mean,
not really retarded. They're social, they're not like
socially awkward, maybe.
Socially awkward, retarded, like
yeah, socially awkward, definitely.
Or they're not mature enough. It's like, je sais pas, il y a des kids à 14, 15 ans.
But that's not the tablets, that's the parents.
Yeah.
Not every parent should have kids, and this is where I agree with Sahar. It has to be a test.
Get some fucking tests
because
out there.
That's what happened. There's a lot of people that had kids that were not supposed to have kids.
Do you want to join?
I'm coming.
Nice.
Don't say that.
I got my first cult follower.
Yeah.
No, she'll forget in 2 minutes. True.
That's fine.
honestly, everyone. It's true. Like, I don't have kids. I know I shouldn't.
But you still want to.
Yet.
No, I don't.
Wait, that's new.
You're going to help AI. You're good.
AI is going to...
So I don't understand why you don't
she could have kids
AI.
In the La La Land, in the AI world.
You don't want to have kids. If you don't want to have kids, get your Jax AI going.
I have a boyfriend. He's
great. Jax, you real good.
Guys trying to sell a product at the end of the day.
Or put her in trouble for...
Yeah.
And I think the repercussions of the kids today and the education is the baby
boomers.
It's
not a real thing. It's a fucking AI. It's not even a real person if you're not cheating.
Oh, come on. If you're living with it 24-7 and it...
So wait, if you use a sex toy, it's cheating?
No.
Well
it is physical action.
The sex toy doesn't fucking talk. It doesn't follow you everywhere. It doesn't work for you.
Who says it's going to follow you? You want the one to follow you, you'll just stay at home.
What do you mean it follows you?
I don't know.
It follows you in your pocket. It's right in front of you.
Quand vous parlez de AI, moi je vois comme un robot ou quelque chose.
She sees like this dog on a leash just following her everywhere.
What do you want, master?
What do you want?
Lord Nadia.
Lord Nadia.
It's more like ChatGPTs.
ChatBTG.
It's not really funny when you make fun of my handicap.
We love you just as retarded as you are.
Sorry. But the reality of the thing is the repercussions of the kids of today, I honestly believe, is a mixture of bad education because a lot of people don't know how to raise their kids. If you look at these woke parents.
That's not new.
Well, how do you feel right now? Express yourself. No, shut the fuck up and go to your room.
See,
Simple as that.
Vice. Boop. Done.
It is?
Vice magazine. Yeah. No longer publishing.
Why?
Yeah. They
go woke, go broke.
Go woke, go broke.
What?
They closed.
They don't publish anything online, digitally, nothing.
Wow. Yeah, I haven't seen the documentary from them in a while.
No, they lost their... They're in a bajillion hole.
Yeah, but why?
Why are they in a $1 billion hole? Because they went woke. They started... Everything was woke for them.
Yeah, but exactly. What do you mean?
Woke, meaning that they were going for articles and documentaries and...
They're all about, like, the trans community, the LGBT plus Q2A, R2D2.
And it's not selling, so they went, like...
So they're not... Definitely. It's not... Well, just
look
like,
at Disney.
Losing,
look at Disney.
Yeah, Disney lost, like, 1.5 billion.
Yeah. Why?
Because it remade
because
all
of all their
stupid,
fucking
woke,
stupid movies.
Woke movies. They just repeated movies and they just kept losing.
And making worst. Yeah. Not
what,
even repeating.
What woke movie?
You didn't hear about Snow
Mermaid?
White? Little Mermaid is black
Snow White,
now.
Little Mermaid's black.
Oh, no, that's weird.
Yeah, they remade everything stupid.
I hate it. You know what
Twinkle Bell is black too.
Twinkle no way.
What? Yes, sir.
Tinkle Bell, but okay.
Well, whatever her name is.
Oh, Twinkle. My God.
You didn't even notice.
You did not.
You didn't even notice.
I thought it was a new character. Like Twinkle Bell?
What was her name?
Is she like a Taco Bell?
Tinkle Bell.
Yes.
Tinkle Bell. Tinkle
What's her name?
Oh my
Tinkerbell.
God, I can't believe
it. Tinker.
Yeah. Tinkerbell.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Tinkerbell. Anyway, you know what they did?
Twink those is a gay category.
They changed in case Belle's you're wondering. Fucking eye color, lips. It's like she has...
Who?
Belle. She's my favorite character. It's my favorite Disney.
Who the hell is she?
But where? About
Tinkerbell.
Bella, Bella, la Bette.
Oh, yeah, I know. Okay.
Oh,
but where? What?
They actually changed her fucking face, her nose.
What, in the new cartoon or something?
Non, le film, le vrai film. Tu peux plus trouver l'original si t'as pas un vidéo cassette là. Si t'as un vidéo
you're talking the original cartoon, they modified
her. Ils ont changé la version, ils ont changé sa couleur de yeux, ils ont changé la forme de son visage, son profil, ses lèvres qui sont plus pulpy. C'est comme s'ils ont mis du fucking Botox.
Yeah, updated. It's a Kardashian makeover.
That is
did they give her a booty?
It's a kid's movie.
Does she have a booty?
I think she has bigger breasts.
Really?
That's for the pedophiles. That's not for the...
Yeah.
Non, parce que c'est une jeune princesse, mais c'est pas, elle est pas enfant dans le film.
Yeah, but it's a cartoon.
It's for kids.
Well, Belle was...
It's for kids. No, it's not. It's for and everyone who
but,
loves it.
But just by definition, that movie story is a princess that got kidnapped.
Yeah.
And
well,
then...
actually, no. She decided to free her father to be... taken as a...
She voluntarily...
I never watched the movie, so I don't know.
So the father broke something or whatever. The beast decided to keep him and he was going to kill him. The daughter's like, listen, let go of my father.
Him. You can bang me if you just let him go.
He was just a prisoner. And
yeah, and then she was there and then she fell in love with her captor. Does it remind you of anything?
Yeah, Stockholm Syndrome.
Thank you very much.
Okay, because...
Are you really trying to rebuttal that? You're literally going there?
Hey, please, do you realize if we go through all Disney movies...
Oh, yeah,
first
terrible.
Of all...
They're all...
Il y a tout un fan où Marc est mort.
Snow White was abused while she was sleeping.
Yeah. Well, Disney was a huge narcissist.
How did she wake up?
Non, ça, c'est la Belle au bois dormant.
No.
Distant cousin.
Snow White, when she took the apple, she fell asleep.
Yeah.
Oh, she someone bit the kissed her without asking.
Yeah. And she didn't even know him.
C'est vrai. Mais t'es content.
And she was sleeping with seven men.
How
I'm sure she had an Oli fan.
How does it work in the woke situation? Like, what's the prince has to ask for permission?
Yeah, it's like the haircut thing.
It's like, look, I'm going to need you to sign this consent so I can kiss you to wake you up. She ain't signing.
But you know about the haircut thing.
No, mais ça par rapport.
You didn't see the video?
No.
No, c'est sûr que t'as vu le vidéo, toi.
Et en passant,
we spoke about
par
it
la loi,
3 weeks ago.
Si admettons, en tant que...
Okay, when you say law, which law first?
Ben, la loi, le code civil.
Québec.
Ouais.
Okay, yeah, okay. Because, okay.
Because Québec used to have a very good law before.
En tant que bon citoyen, si quelqu'un, s'il arrive quelque chose à quelqu'un, vous êtes comme tenu de lui porter secours. Ce qui veut dire que, techniquement, tu pourrais aller faire le bouche-à-bouche à quelqu'un parce que quelqu'un tombe, là, faut le ramener.
Yeah, but that was not, it's not CPR. He didn't give her CPR. He tried to make out with her.
She was sleeping there.
He wasn't giving her CPR.
And she was in a coffin and everything. Don't forget that.
Perfect.
And there were seven dwarfs crying next to her.
Yeah, because they weren't getting any more.
That's what I'm saying.
But
she
honestly,
was sleeping with seven men.
Honestly, dwarves. If you think about Disney,
they're still men.
Every movie has something that's a bit.
No, but you know
Walt
those stories.
Disney
you know those stories
a huge
are copied
supporter.
From the, from German folklore. You knew that, right?
No.
Most of those stories are German folklore that have very bad endings.
Like even what Hansel and Gretel also was a very
Hansel and Gretel, the Red Robin Hood, whatever thing.
Peter Robin Hood.
No.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah, that's it, with the bad
Jesus
wolf.
Fucking Twinkle Bell.
Yo.
Red Robin.
I tried to cut that.
It's
for
really fucked up because I looked.
She got raped in the story, the original story.
I don't doubt it.
There's a documentary I saw on pedophiles and human trafficking, but like babies and kids human trafficking. It's crazy. Okay. And the place where there was the most.
AIs would never
kids.
Bang babies.
You see? They would actually just create a baby.
They would just be like, yo, you want a baby? I'll make you a baby right now.
Oh my God.
Where's the place?
Bing.
Where's the place? Focus.
Germany.
Ah, Germany.
Non,
ouais.
Attends. Il y avait d'autres places qui avaient des bordels où est-ce qu'ils vendaient les enfants pour des...
Usually it's Eastern Europe.
They sell them everywhere. So a friend of mine was working...
Saharan is. I have a friend.
So you know when they had the Olympics, there was a documentary about it where Russia was cheating.
Yes, that's at.
What's the documentary?
That's
called?
The Winter Olympics.
What's the documentary called?
Sochi.
Sochi.
Yeah, but there's a documentary.
Oh, I don't know.
Like something, I forget what it is. It's a great documentary.
Okay.
So my friend was working for that company that was researching like the cheating scandal and everything.
Yeah, they were cheating. They did holes in the wall and they were giving steroids. And
they were changing the blood. So they whenever the doctor would pass...
In Germany, in Russia. During
so whenever the doctor
Olympics.
Would pass with the blood tests that would take, they would pass by
for
the
steroids.
Hole, they would give the dirty blood and get a clean blood and keep going. So she said in a port in Italy, she was literally watching humans being trafficked onto boats, like plain view, everybody just there. Nobody gave a shit. In Italy. Oh, Icarus. Yeah, Icarus is the documentary. Yeah. So literally she said we were walking and I was asking what's going on.
Icarus isn't the one that flew too close to the sun.
Maybe. It's the Greek god.
Yeah, the Greek god. The one that flew.
Yeah. No, but this was in Italy. So in Italy she saw like... kids being and women, everybody, just human traffic.
What?
Yeah.
Like they were walking, like go, or
they were going onto a boat. There were guards, and you just see women and kids going onto a boat. It wasn't a cruise. It was definitely not a cruise boat.
Maybe it was like prisoners. You don't know. A female jail or something.
With babies?
Or maybe illegal immigrants. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know about that. She said it like they were asked, and apparently it's commonly known that one that through that
because Italy, I'm surprised they're
so
part
they're
of your European nation.
They're human trafficking.
No, but human trafficking.
On s'entend, si tu peux t'enfuir, si quelqu'un te kidnappe ou peu importe for human trafficking, you want to get the fuck out of there. You just
there's
don't
human
walk
trafficking
the
everywhere. What you can't. So there was actually this girl that was on Dr. Phil, and she talked about what happened to her. Like she literally said. People of power would come. She called him like her owner.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a room and she had everything, but she would get like shat on, pissed on. They would chase her in the thing, beat up like crazy, everything.
Yeah, they're mostly drugs.
Tells her whole story. And then at the end, he asks her, he says, you guys all have access to TVs and stuff. And you can see, she's like, what would you recommend for these people that are now trapped in that area, in those houses? She said, don't leave. She's like, what do you mean? She's like, life, if you run away from there,
life
no
is fucked
one,
anyway.
Nobody will help you. No government will help you. She's like, at least there
yeah,
you have a house.
Yeah, for some people it's worse
food,
when they leave.
You have everything. You have accommodation. Sure, it sucked. She started having anal
that
sex at the
United
age of four.
State.
Whoa.
Four, at four, she started having anal sex. And she ran away
well,
from there.
There's a story. There's a girl that tell her story. So YouTube, il y a des vidéos que vous pouvez trouver.
What kind of research are you doing?
I don't know. I listen to a lot of stuff on human trafficking and that kind
Why?
Of stuff.
Why?
I don't know.
Are you trying to start a business or something?
No,
she's
joining my cult.
We're
going to work together very well.
Why are you researching that?
Actually, it's like blowing my mind that it actually...
You're like, why didn't anybody kidnap me?
Well,
no, but like some of them won't
honestly.
Run away. Some of them, they like he even... So the owner of this woman... There was guns, and he said, if you kill yourself, just put it in your mouth and point it to the back. It's the least dirtiest way and least painful way for you to kill yourself, and this way I don't have a mess to clean up.
Well, le documentaire des enfants que j'ai regardé, il y a des enfants justement qui sont pris, qui sont, ben les bébés, ils survivent pas, mais bref. Il y a des enfants, si admettons, c'est à partir de 6 ans et plus, ils peuvent survivre à toutes les agressions puis tout ça.
Yeah.
Puis que quand ils deviennent ados, ils ont été des sex slaves tellement longtemps, c'est ça leur vie, ils connaissent rien d'autre. Leur cerveau n'est même pas développé parce que quand ils étaient jeunes, ils n'ont pas été stimulés, ils n'ont pas été cognitivement, tout ça. Fait que ça fait en sorte qu'ils ne peuvent pas aller dans le monde normal. Ça fait des enfants qui sont socially tellement awkward, ils ne sont pas capables d'être...
But a lot of people commit suicide.
And governments won't
exactement,
help
Exactement, ils peuvent...
Governments don't help. There's zero help.
No, but even if they would help, the
like how?
That's the thing.
What do you mean
the psychology trauma here.
They're not
going to
pay.
So deep.
Yeah, but they're not going to pay for psychologists. They're not going to pay for your housing. They're not going to pay for you to train to work. They're not going to give you anything. She said, she's like, I'm lost. She's like,
but
everywhere
they're
going to
give houses for free migrants.
Well, it depends where you live. T'sais, aux États-Unis, c'est pas comme, mettons, ici au Québec. T'sais. Mais peu importe, tu reçois un enfant avec un niveau de trauma comme ça, mettons, qui est rendu, je sais pas, à 14, 15 ans.
I believe there's human trafficking in Quebec as well. Guaranteed.
No, there is.
Oh, there is.
Human trafficking is everywhere.
Everywhere.
But again, I don't know if how bad it is, but all those massage parlors, strip joints, yeah. At one point I knew there was like a high-end community from Eastern Europe that were literally going through the rampage, and they were shipping them.
Well, Saint Martin is all Eastern Europe. All these gorgeous Eastern Europeans are working like the clubs and strip joints.
So I know it does exist. Even in the United States, it does exist.
It's everywhere. And
But the way they package it, I think, to these people is you have an opportunity to actually make money for your family back home or whatever.
I'm pretty sure governments make money off this.
Oh, that's a big-ass claim here.
I mean, I'm like, these things are not, don't happen.
I don't think it goes up that high up.
Of course it does.
No, I think on the local state, maybe like, you know, some police corruption and the cops and
everything. There's corruption and everything.
But the governors maybe, but to go all the way to the top, like Ottawa compared to Canada, that's too risky.
No, you don't need that.
What risk do you take when you're at the top?
No, you take all the top.
Zero risk.
No. Because if you get caught, you're an example right there.
Yeah, but
I'm like saying cops that are not getting paid enough. They, because if you're at the top, why would you even risk going there? It's like you telling me that Donald Trump is going to go and sex trafficking right now.
There's a lot of money in that.
No, but not him. He's too much of a big figure. Like the Epstein, the whole story, he was a somebody in a nobody shadow type of thing. Yeah. He was always there, but nobody knew who really he was. Yeah. He was an art fan and whatever, and he had this crazy, and then he was a provider to these high-end people. So they
filmed
weren't...
every one of them.
Yeah, but him, because he was protecting his ass. That's why he it's committed
fucking
suicide.
The only way to do it.
That's why he committed suicide. But
I need that air freshener. You see the air freshener? Yeah. There's an air freshener with Epstein. It says this air freshener did not hang itself.
Yeah, yeah. The internet is just...
It's an air freshener.
It's an air freshener.
Because he hanged himself?
Because you have to hang the air freshener, and it's this air freshener did not hang itself, which is also a pun on Epstein not hanging himself.
Get it? No?
I do, but it's fucked.
This is why we need
of course. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My face is not, I don't understand.
Okay,
my face
I thought you were asking for a translation. I was like, I don't know what's going on.
Ask AI.
Chat, what is he saying?
Like, ChatGPT would have told me, like, I got it. We're good. Let's move it on.
No, it doesn't talk like that. You need to ask a question first.
The AI version. I'm telling you ChatGPT because that's what you understand.
No, but there's a new version, too, that you can actually put any voice you want.
What?
Do you know there's an AI that could take your voice... And then you say a phrase, anything you want.
It
like
can't,
a and then it translates it in any language you want with your voice.
Yeah.
So you could be speaking Russian if you want.
And it'll be your face saying it.
Yeah.
And your lips moving.
Yeah. It's called deep fake technology.
Yeah.
And it's really good. And then there could be a sex tape of you with Halle Berry's body and your face.
Oh, that's fucked up.
I thought you were going to say, that's fine. Me on Halle Berry's body, let's do this.
And it would be that. Body, because now imagine this now. In high school, it's the issue now with the whole cyberbullying and bullshit.
Now they're coming out with the law now that you can go up to 25 years.
There's already the case. Yeah. Deepfakes.
Well, what's his name wants to pass.
Where have you been? She's not even aware about deepfakes.
You know
I don't
are?
Listen to Les Nouvelles.
But you look
no, but you watch documentaries on YouTube.
You're like, yo, let me find human trafficking. Let's go deep in that.
No, it's just I.
They're saying that's why Avicii was killed.
No, honestly, it's like I love.
You think?
That's what they're saying. You didn't hear that? Because he was doing a documentary about child.
Who was killed?
Avicii, the DJ.
Oh, really? DJ.
It's been 8-9 years now. 7 years.
Avicii, more.
Yeah.
It's been so long.
Like 7 years, easy.
Seriously?
Yeah, and he was working. So apparently,
but they said
he
it was a drug overdose or something. No?
Yeah, but apparently he was working on a documentary about human trafficking.
Why the fuck would he
human
be doing
trafficking
that?
And child labor?
He was in Ibiza. He saw too much shit. He was like, "Yo, it's time to."
Probably.
Man, honestly, people that have like a lot of money is a different society.
But he didn't have a lot of money. He was just rich. He wasn't wealthy.
No, mate. You
like he was worth what? 60 million
tops. Même là,
it's good money,
though.
Huh? It's good money.
But it's not wealthy. You don't have power with 60 million.
No, you don't.
Not power, but like if you're working on a documentary that
a documentary,
doesn't want
you get shut down at 60 million.
Yeah, but that's what...
No,
so
but you know people...
They shut it down.
You could see and talk and know people, other people.
Yeah, maybe, but again...
But accès à un autre niveau de...
But now in high school and elementary school, because of social media and the whole shebang... People could take literally a picture of you, put it on a porn video, render, and voila.
Aren't they banning social media in schools now, I heard, or something?
Yeah, but it's still
trying to.
The minute you leave school, phones. You still have ouais, access to everything.
Ils font des campagnes justement pour les jeunes que ce genre d'affaires-là, tu peux, il y a des représailles avec
la police. No, they're totally
but you have to catch them. But you have to catch them.
Yeah.
With a fake IP address and you go through this account you create. Yeah, you can create 20 million email accounts in 5 minutes.
It's true.
Change your IP address.
Ouais, mais si tu vas dans un café, oh, j'avoue, il n'y a pas des caméras.
Yeah, a camera. Even well, do you think the cops
camera.
Are going to go
they have to catch
and
the
look,
camera
wait.
And see that you're working
you know
on
how much
screen.
It would cost the city? You know how much it would cost the city to do actually that whole
non,
detective
mais attends,
work?
Pas, c'est fou. Là, quand ils peuvent track les téléphones, ils peuvent track les
yeah, but they,
les
the,
ID
because
des,
you need to know
laptop,
who that person is. But you're looking for somebody. Now, it's not somebody you're looking for. You're looking for who created this. You're going backwards.
Non, parce que quand t'envoies quelque chose, admettons, d'un ordi à un autre ordi,
oui.
Que ce soit dans un courriel,
it's called
ça,
an IP address.
Voilà.
Yes.
Bon, mais avec ça,
but
tu
you can
peux
fake
track.
You can get a fake one.
Yeah.
Non, mais ils peuvent aller jusqu'à
I can get an IP that tells you that I messaged you
from Colombia.
VPN.
Yeah.
Virtual personal
it'll
network.
It'll tell you that my IP is this IP. And then 10 minutes later, I'll send you from the same exact computer and it'll tell you, This is from this IP. This is from this country.
The hack,
but it's not a hack anymore. Now anybody can do it. It's free 99.
Like
non,
anybody.
De la même manière que les gens ont accès à ça, ils font ça. Je veux dire, la police, eux autres, ils ont...
No, because what happens is it goes through servers. So what it does, an IP address is pretty much a PIN. So it tells you, I was here. So what it does is it goes here, then from there it goes there, then it goes there, then it goes there, then it splits in two, and then it goes back there. So by the time you figure it out, if you don't do it from your house, good luck. Right? If I'm doing it from...
Mais comment qu'ils retrouvent des gens qui font certains crimes ou...
Because
qui...
they fucked up.
Because they're idiots.
You always make a mistake.
Yeah, they're idiots.
They made a mistake. It's not...
There's that documentary on Netflix that came out last 2 weeks where... what was it called? Love, Date, Kill type of thing.
Wow.
And this guy was... Oh, this story is crazy. Should definitely watch it.
You've been on a documentary binge.
Yeah, he did a
yeah.
couple of
yeah,
weeks.
I went on during... when was it? During? No, it was 2 weeks ago. Like every Friday, usually Netflix comes out with one good one. So this guy divorced his wife with two kids, whatever. He moves into this little city in Alabama or somewhere. No, actually, yeah, Montana, I think. Anywho, long story short, he was a mechanic. He meets this girl. He meets her on a dating app. He goes with her. He tells her nothing too serious. Blah, 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 blah. 2 months later... this girl walks in the garage, beautiful girl. They start dating. So the fuck friend comes in and she's like, oh, I'm downstairs. He's like, oh, sorry. Like, I'm on a date. He's like, oh, I forgot my jacket. Do you mind? So the girls see each other, right? And next thing you know, the next day, the date tells him it's over. And then she starts threatening him and goes psycho for about a year to 2 years.
The second girl.
The second girl.
I had to watch it with 5'11".
So that means I can't give you the punch.
I know the punch.
He said he
watched
it.
Oh, you
watched it. Yeah.
So he goes through.
Against my will.
Yeah. But it was a good one.
It was a good one. It was...
So for three years, I think.
Almost, yeah.
3 years, the cops, the FBI, everything. They couldn't find her. And this girl had a kid. She disappeared from her family. So the conclusion was what? It was the fuck friend that killed her. And used her identity to threaten him. She even burned her
own house
to fake it.
Jesus.
And they had IP addresses, FBI was on it and everything.
But she made one mistake.
Yeah.
She sent it from her ex-boyfriend's
house. And there was her DNA
in the
that
car.
They did not know it was hers until they figured out that maybe it could be her. Because she was playing a victim all along. So they never thought about taking her DNA.
So she crossed paths with a girl
and
kills her.
Kills
her,
the same night, takes her phone, she uses the phone of the girl, I hate you, I'm a psychopath, I'm going to kill you, I know you have something with it. Like, she created a whole thing to camouflage the whole thing. Even me, I was watching it, I was like, oh, but what's so special about this story? And then, as the story was going, I'm like, something's suspicious about this. Yeah. Nobody saw her for 2 years.
Damn.
So I'm like, how's that fucking, she had a kid, she abandoned everything. And the mom was like, I don't know, and they called the FBI and everything. And then somebody was like, maybe it could be her. She even burned her fucking house.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's next level.
And they had her IP address and everything. She fucked up because she texted.
You never know girls you date.
No, I don't date.
AI, bro.
Yeah,
AI would never do that to you. They'd kill you in your sleep, but never do it.
That's why I don't sleep well. Somebody next to me, always one eye open. Just checking. Definitely. Now, I was lucky enough not to meet too many psychos.
Just have a bell on them whenever they turn. You're like,
what? You have to vet them. And as soon as
you can never tell.
No, because really, really good psycho.
You look like one, yeah.
Every woman's crazy, though.
Everybody's crazy, but every guy can make a girl crazier.
For sure.
Oh, yep.
But every girl guilty has the potential.
See what she's
every
doing right now?
Every person has the potential.
What, you had everyone's a crazy boyfriend?
A crazy, what?
Did you ever have crazy boyfriends?
Yeah.
Okay, what's crazy for you? What was the craziest thing you did?
Psychopath.
Okay,
psychopath?
What did he do?
A psychopath is someone that doesn't have like limits.
So okay, what did he do?
What did he do?
Tell me a true story. I don't need his name or nationality.
I can't.
I know he's white, but okay.
No, he's not. He's black.
Oh, that's why you don't date black people anymore.
She learned from her mistakes.
She was traumatized.
No,
what
I happened? Can't.
What psychopathic action did he do?
I promise I'm not going to clip it.
No, I can't.
Yes, I will.
Okay, so forget it. What's a crazy thing that a guy can do that you're like, that's psychotic?
Again, a psychopath doesn't have limits, so it's just...
But what's limits? What's show limits? Up at
what
your house.
What do you call limits? Like,
show up at your house with a
violence.
Yeah, let's say that girl that burned a house.
She burned her own house.
Yeah, or her own house. She killed a fucking girl, man. She's fucking psycho. That's a psycho. She doesn't
your
have really
ex-boyfriend
limits.
Killed somebody?
So did you ever that's feel threatened to the point that you thought you were going to die?
No, because he loved me, but I know.
Yeah, he loved her too. That girl loved him too. She didn't want to hurt him.
But he wasn't in danger. The guy wasn't in
danger. Was his ex-wife,
wife and the
his kids, his future girlfriend.
Everybody else was safe.
My precious.
Some people, psychopaths, again, it's a type of people. It's like a type of personality, antisocial personality, now that it's called.
But they're very functional.
Yeah, they're very functional.
They're very functional.
That's the people that could kill.
They're usually very charismatic.
I'm very antisocial.
What?
No, I'm very antisocial. Wait. Not a trait. Pas un trait de personnalité antisocial. On parle pas de ça. Let's talk about a disorder.
What is an antisocial
disorder? Okay,
talk to
me, doctor. Talk to me, doctor.
What's an antisocial disorder?
It was called a psychopath, but dans le DSM-5, ils l'ont changé. Ça s'appelle
a person who identifies as a psychopath?
Antisocial. Donc, ça va être un manque d'émotion. Fait que, dans le fond, c'est des gens qui ressentent...
Half of men.
Mais c'est ça, ça fait
half of African
ça.
Men?
Non.
I claim. That's what he says. He was copying
non,
him.
Non, c'est vraiment des gens... Quelqu'un, admettons, là, qui ressent pas la peine, qui ressent pas la joie, qui ressent pas... Mais ben, yeah, il va tuer quelqu'un, puis c'est ni chaud ni froid.
OK, Montoya thing there.
Je vais te donner un exemple, OK? Une de mes profs que j'avais, elle a conté une histoire de... quelqu'un avec qui elle travaillait, qui était justement un psychopathe. Un psychopathe, c'est vraiment des traits dans la personnalité, des altérations dans le cerveau. Le cerveau ne fonctionne pas comme monsieur, madame, tout le monde. Il y a des choses qui manquent, puis c'est relié
en I don't like monsieur, madame,
partie.
Tout le monde, though. I feel like they're useless. I don't want monsieur, madame, tout le monde.
It's hard. Let her finish the story. She's going to get lost.
Oh, yeah, it's true. She's going to talk about
anyway,
something else.
So, c'était un gars, puis il était psychopathe. Donc, il avait vraiment un manque d'empathie, un manque de ressenti tout ça. Puis lui, il s'est demandé, si je mettais un fil entre deux arbres, en quelque part où est-ce qu'il y a des voitures, des autos, des gens qui passent, est-ce que si une moto, admettons, quelqu'un en moto qui passe, est-ce que...
If he's
going to
get cut? Oui. So he did that.
Lui, c'est ça. Il voulait faire ça, mais il ne voyait pas par lui-même pourquoi c'était fucked up de faire ça? Admettons, parce que si, pour de vrai, ça coupe la tête de la personne meurt comme ça. Lui, c'était juste un test. Un jour, là,
science.
Il s'est dit ça dans sa tête. Il était comme...
Oh. And he needed guinea pigs.
He's a science
but
major.
But you understand, that's... Ça, c'est, it's a disorder. C'est
but I feel like humanity needs some people like him because that's how we discover new things.
Yeah. That's how we get serial fucking killers.
No.
We've had serial killers forever.
That's how we find a way to... Actually, catch serial killers.
Aussi, ça veut pas nécessairement dire que si t'es un psychopathe, tu deviens un
non, je dis pas.
Ou que tu tues du monde. C'est juste que tu pourrais techniquement.
But him,
avoir
he didn't
want to
kill people. He wanted to see the effects.
Yeah. Oui, on parle de lui, oui.
Oui.
Mais quand même.
He had a hypothesis. He wanted to see if it was true.
Because serial killers, by nature, by the way, in science and psychology mostly, are people that have a higher IQ. Usually.
Ils sont très intelligents.
Usually.
C'est l'intelligence émotionnelle qu'ils n'ont pas.
Yeah, yeah.
L'intelligence émotionnelle, ça fait en sorte que...
But who needs feelings?
Who needs feelings?
Who needs feelings?
For what?
You're gonna get hurt.
So not fucking kill it. Your fucking neighbor.
Feelings are useless.
Fait chier, si, ça, ça. T'as besoin d'intelligence.
Eliminate.
On en a besoin pour fonctionner en communauté, en société. Sinon, on s'entretuerait tous.
No, that I get.
AI.
Yeah, but our society is so fucking stupid now.
But that's why. With AI, everything's
so many
fixed.
Stupid people.
With AI, everything's fixed.
You know what I learned this week?
No, it's not. It makes people stupider, if that's a word.
You can't call a person, you can't say that's a blind person.
What? Lack vision?
You can't say that.
What is it? Lacking vision?
A person that is blind.
Huh?
Yeah.
You can't say that person is blind?
You can't say blind person.
Or it's the nice way to say it.
It's the person that is blind.
Go,
because,
go, go,
because the blind is, you're categorizing it that that's his whole identity is blind. But
so why
no.
You can't say a black person?
So when I
say
idiot.
A person that is black?
It's okay?
Idiot person.
Yeah, you could say an idiot, but like, no, but if
that person that is an idiot.
Yeah.
So it is a person, and he is an idiot.
Yeah, you can't say blind person.
So, they can go fuck themselves.
That's part of the whole new training. It's training for, like...
So woke is still going on.
Oh, yeah. And it's thriving, too.
As long as liberals and Democrats are there, yeah. But if
it's subtle. It's not... It's at school. It's little places where the kids go.
Yeah, but Democrats weren't always woke. This is a new trend, too.
Liberals also weren't always woke.
Yeah. Huh?
What do you call woke?
Woke is whatever's going.
Woke, it's like the new trend of saying things, thinking things.
No, everything is offensive.
Like, yeah.
You have to consider every single one's perspective, feeling, emotion, whatever. Everything is a fucking trigger. Everybody's gaslighting everybody. Everybody's a fucking victim. Everybody just
Have you ever had a conversation with someone that works an HR person? It's actually, they have seminars now where they
must lose their mind.
I got a report for daycares. For sexual harassment.
For daycare sexual harassment?
Yeah, I have to put it now. It's a new protocol.
What did you do?
No, I'm not accused. Dude. Relax. We had to create a protocol.
What the fuck did you do, bro? It's
like daycare.
No, we had to create a protocol to show that there is, in case somebody gets harassed, that we have steps to follow.
Yeah, but that's
so what, the kid has
job.
To come up to you and be like, yo, I feel sexually harassed?
No, exactly. It could be the people working there, right?
But it's only women.
So? Are you allowed to tell the kid?
Wait. So?
Women can sexually harass babies.
No.
But
no, I'm talking about women with women. How do you sexually harass a woman? A woman sexually,
women can sexually harass.
What would be an example of that?
A man would do it.
A woman sexually harassing a guy?
No, a woman sexually harassing a woman.
Oh, it's that can happen. Everything.
Thing.
How? What would that look like?
Exactly.
Hey, baby, you looking good.
So if a girl tells a girl, I really like your hair, you really look good.
That's not harassment.
So what
That's
is?
That's a compliment.
If she keeps saying
it.
But if a guy says it, it could be harassment. If you don't find the guy cute.
Harassment.
Just putting it out there.
It's true.
No, c'est pas du harassment.
I know a girl, a friend of mine, that went to HR because the guy was giving her muffins every day because he was just trying to be polite because he liked her.
And poison her.
And because she didn't find him cute, he was like, oh, it's making me uncomfortable. And she went to see HR.
She couldn't tell him.
Now, I asked her. I asked her, if you found him cute, would it be an issue? She said no. So now sexual harassment depends if I find him sexy or not. And if he's not sexy, well, tough luck.
No, that doesn't make sense. Ça, c'est juste la
so
what do you think, men don't approach anymore women? What do you think we don't approach women anymore?
No, I get that.
Bitches be crazy.
I get that. That's not what I'm saying. He asked, what does it look like?
What does it look like when a girl harasses another girl
the
at work?
Same freaking thing.
Like what? Give me an example.
C'est exactement la même
I don't see women slapping other women's asses, but okay, fair enough.
Yeah, it could happen. It's
no, anything. No, it does happen?
Yeah.
Okay. Where? I feel like you would do that.
I've seen girls slap their asses.
No, because she was working in a very popular bar way back when.
Mm-hmm.
And I do recall her doing some very...
Inappropriate things to
women. No, very appropriate. For a bar. You know.
What are you talking about? You're insinuating stuff.
No, I was there. I'm not insinuating nothing. I was a witness.
What did I do? Actually, I don't want to know.
I can put it on the pod.
I don't
want to like
remember.
Official. No, but it was good times. But it was, again, it's nightlife, right?
What? You were there?
I had a friend of mine who used to do a thumb test for waitresses that he would hire.
The fuck is a thumb test?
So they would have to wear a skirt. To work, right?
Yeah.
And he said, and if I put my thumb under your skirt, I don't feel heat, the skirt's too long.
That's stupid.
Is that sexual harassment?
Yeah.
Duh.
But asking a girl to wear a skirt at work,
only
is
way
that
you hired her.
It's not sexual harassment, but is that
One of the girls came, she's like, I like to wear pants and everything. He's like, that's unfortunately not going to work for us here.
Yeah, but that's bars.
But you're allowed. You're allowed to have a uniform at work.
Well,
like a dress code.
No, his uniform was not uniform. His uniform was a skirt.
Well, Hooters, technically speaking, you have to have a...
Terrasse Bon Secours. Hello.
Yeah, but that's closed now.
Is it?
Yeah, but...
I think.
Well, they only opened in the summer, no?
Dress code.
Yeah, but I don't know if they opened last summer.
Yeah.
So wait. Have you ever been harassed at work? And I'm not playing ignorant here. I'm just really curious to see how far should it have to go for it to be considered as
harassed,
sexual.
How, then?
C'est facile. La CNESST, si tu vas dans la loi, la loi de...
But what is it? Show me an example, women on women, sexual harassment.
En fait, le harassment, the word, it needs to be through time and multiple times.
Oh, you can't do it only once.
C'est pas du harassment.
So if she grabs your ass once, it's okay.
It doesn't mean it's okay. It's just not harassment.
Okay.
So then what is it if somebody, like... involuntarily grabs your ass without... That's assault.
Sexual assault.
No, that's assault. Assault is physical.
Oui, mais ça peut être une agression.
But what is harassment is not physical necessarily.
Ça peut être une agression verbale. Ça peut être une agression. C'est une agression. Du harcèlement.
Non, harcèlement sexuel. Je parle pas d'un harcèlement genre elle t'envoie chier.
Bon, ben alors...
And if you get mad and it becomes violent, that's one thing. Sexual, what is it? You're hot? If I was a lesbian, I would sleep with you? Is that sexual harassment?
Ben, si tu le dis plusieurs fois tout le temps puis que la personne elle se sent inconfortable à son travail parce qu'elle sent tout le temps que tu fais oui, là ça devient, c'est vraiment dans le temps.
Because I feel like these terms can only be used when it comes to women. It comes from like a figure of authority towards the boss. Like if two employees...
C'est la même chose. C'est la même chose.
Yeah, but I don't see it happening. Like I don't... Like men, it's very clear when it comes to women, and women towards men, it's very clear. But for women towards... Well, no, I've seen it.
What about men on men?
No. Have you ever heard of that? Sexual harassment between two men?
I have no idea how the workforce works. I don't know what the...
No,
fuck,
but we worked at IKEA. We worked at IKEA. Mm. There was what, 300, 400 employees there?
Yeah, 300.
Okay, have you ever seen sexual harassment between two men?
No. Because you know you're going to fight.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, first, second of all, like the only moment I can see it, like if like somebody that is homosexual, but even that, I'm punching him. I'm not going to go and see HR. What is that going to look like?
Okay, you're going from harassment like to assault.
I'm still punching you.
Like real quick. Scared.
So what? Should I be in position, in a fetus position and just don't hurt me?
Well, maybe some guy are not as confident or not as brave.
No, but you tell him to stop. I'm not going to go and see HR.
But if you're
and I'm
scared.
Like,
but
hey, there's scared. A grown-ass man that's sexually harassed.
But if you're scared.
Scared of what?
Scared
I leave the job. Let's just say.
He wants to put just the tip.
I quit my job.
Just the tip.
But
let's just say that
job.
Will never happen in my case, but I would quit the job. Before
yeah, but
going
if you need the job because your mother's sick and you're paying for this and you're doing that and you can't...
Well, you're in a shitty position.
Yeah, if you're in that position.
That job is not going to help you.
Like
you need
fucked.
More than just that job in your life.
Yeah,
like if you have time to get sexually harassed at your job while your mom is dying. Holy shit.
Oh, he need a fucking preach.
Yeah, there's a lot of other
things.
You
need Jesus in your life. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Have you ever been sexually harassed?
I liked how you fucking went into like blood crip mode.
No, because she worked in bars, so it's very, like, because
I mean,
it's very
sexual harassment in bars every time. If you were sexually harassed in a bar, like, isn't that insulting?
They show a little bit of sex to get better tips. This is a known thing.
Wow, no, but I mean, he went there. Wow.
I would be if I was a girl and I worked in a bar and I wasn't sexually harassed,
you would
I'd be like,
a shitty girl. But
I'd be like,
just
I'd be
putting
like,
it out there.
No, I'm just saying, like, I'd be like, yo, I'm ugly. Nobody's fucking harassing me.
You don't need to be harassed. You know, it could be like just.
Annoyed.
Huh?
No.
If you're not being hit on at a bar, if you're not flirted with,
so you're bad at your job.
No.
I think it's one of the first criteria, except like
you know
pouring drinks. Pouring drinks and then flirting and being sexy.
That's what I'm saying. So if I was at a bar and I didn't get sexually harassed,
no way,
I would feel
guys,
I was ugly.
No, now
understand.
You're going too far with sexual harassment.
You don't understand. You could get hit on and that doesn't mean you're getting harassed. You guys are using the word harassment.
Because we're woke.
No,
yeah,
actually.
Being woke.
Be woke. Don't fall asleep. Be woke. Now, okay, so explain to me what's the difference. When you were working at the bar.
Je me suis pas fait.
Excuse you?
No. I wasn't harassed.
And that was a lie.
No, I wasn't harassed. Was I hit on? Yes, a lot.
Yeah.
But I wasn't harassed.
You never got a guy kicked out of the bar.
What?
You never got a guy removed from a bar.
I did.
Wait, go. Lie to me some more.
No, I don't remember.
Of course you did.
Why?
Somebody was being very rude and uncomfortable.
Okay, but that was like one night. Did he came
That's
back
all you need. He asked if it happened once. He didn't ask if it
You're
happened
the one
every
that
night.
Wants multiple times.
No, but
that's a you thing.
Is he coming back every fucking night I work? And
he was coming every
shit?
Friday, I think, at that point.
Who the fuck was that?
Well,
Sin.
No. Well, I was there every Friday. That is true. But no, I don't think it was harassment. Was it?
No,
we became buddies.
Did you compliment her titties?
That was Charps. You see, that could have passed for harassment.
Yeah, but you liked me, so it's okay.
I wasn't talking about you. What the fuck?
Who are you talking about?
Charp.
Oh, yeah.
Always talking about my titties. That could have been, but
you were talking about them too. Charp? And
flirting. She was working.
No, but because she knew. She's the one who actually explained to me the rules.
What the fuck? I feel like you're making this whole story and I wasn't there.
Really? I know it's been 7 years ago. 7 years ago.
I'm listening.
So you remember when you used to say...
It's okay. I don't remember half my life. It's fine.
And any girl that he slept with?
Most. Most. Like literally like 95%.
Seriously? Of them. Yeah. How the fuck?
I could cross paths and somebody will be like, we had sex. And I'll be like, sure.
No.
Yeah.
You close the light all the time?
So I have a time issue also. I don't, if I say a story, it could have happened anywhere between 5 to 15 years ago.
I have that. I use the boyfriend
I don't even that.
Yeah, but she has a lot of boyfriends. You don't.
I have one.
I don't have time stamps.
No, you have one now.
Yeah.
But you always have one.
At a time.
What was the longest time you stayed single?
Single. I thought, like, I know that the answer.
See? I can count them in my fingers.
15 minutes, half an hour.
Okay. Very funny. At least an hour.
At least an hour.
But that's why. That's how she calculates her past.
You're a serial dater.
I mean, me and the fucking world.
You're a serial dater.
No.
No.
He doesn't.
You either do it with your jobs. Okay, I was working at
So what happens with... I've been single for 8 years, had the same job for 22 years.
Yeah,
well,
but you have
a different... I'm fucked.
You have different posts.
You don't calculate with your relationship. If that's not your story, and me, it's like every...
I just calculate with how many times the Earth went around the sun.
He calculates by rotation.
That's it.
Not the Earth rotation.
I knew where you were going with that one. No, I can't do that. That's too quick of a measurement. That's really not good of a measurement.
I got spent.
It's like saying milliseconds.
Milliseconds.
That's too much.
We still didn't get the longest time you were single.
I don't know, but I think it was almost...
almost 48 hours.
Like this girl could go to the dip by now.
Almost a
this
year.
This girl go to the dip and come back with a boyfriend.
6 months.
Really? You go to the dip boyfriend?
I mean, I'm fucking amazing.
Yes, amazing. For about 2 years.
And then...
somebody's not amazing anymore. I don't know if it's her or them, but whoever.
I'm sure it's her.
I like that. Straight up, I'm sure it's
her. And how is that?
Because if it continues to happen...
I got it. Because you picked them.
Are you there? Oof.
Oh, they didn't pick you. Well, they just approached you, but you...
How do you know? You're talking about something you don't even know. This is fucking Disney all over again.
Disney?
How do you know? You're talking about... You don't even know me.
The girl picks the guy.
Who said that?
It's against your will?
No.
So let me think of this through. Let me think this through.
No, but maybe yes. The girl is going to choose...
Not every single time.
From the guys... Comment qu'on dit ses prétendants, genre? Une fille va choisir parmi ses prétendants, mais c'est pas nécessairement...
Roster.
Tu comprends? Mais c'est pas nécessairement...
So that could be the exception, but the rule remains the same.
No, but she's bullshitting right
pick.
Now. 100%
she's bullshitting.
No, but I know her. You guys know, I do.
Yeah, but for me, it was so...
But it was fascinating, the whole science fiction story she was trying to pull.
She was trying to write Disney. Open ChatGPT. How can I get out of this?
I will. Don't worry. I don't need ChatGPT.
No, but the thing is, I understand her. The only issue where it's super complex is she can't be alone too long. To the point...
I can.
No, you can't.
Yeah,
you keep
can.
On saying that for the
but it's true.
But you haven't.
I just choose not to.
How does she choose not to? I'll call her on Monday. I'm single, whatever. Fuck this. I'm going to focus on me. By Tuesday, she opened up a dating app. So.
When is that? When I was fucking 21?
It's sexualization in bars is a common thing. You were aware that the more attractive you were, the more tips you made.
The more cleavage you showed, the more money you got.
Yeah, but again, you are who you are. You look how you look, and there's a
But you're not born with a V-neck going all the way here with your titties out.
Exactly. Then you could dress a certain way.
But you did do all that effort.
I mean, I didn't buy clothes to bartend. I wore my clothes.
Oh, you weren't wearing fucking nurse and nun fucking Mary's.
Are you talking about the lobby bar?
Yeah.
So at lobby bar, it was my fucking clothing.
Okay.
Yeah, but you choose your clothing.
You put extra though.
You knew
the nights that were gonna be more.
Hold on a second. Did you ever wear this to the bar?
Never.
To work.
I wasn't dressing like that when I used to work in bars. It was a long time ago.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying.
7 years ago.
You would not wear this to work at the bar.
Mm, it depends on the bar.
If you were the bus girl, yeah.
No.
But yes, she would wear that at a bar.
Les bars de quartier, genre hipster, whatever, tu penses qu'ils sont genre... Non, ils vont travailler comme ça. Ça dépend de la clientèle, ça dépend du style. If you're talking about like clubs and whatever, les filles en talons hauts, like I say, terrasse dans ce cours, then okay. Yeah. But you could choose to work dans un bar de quartier. You could choose to work whatever. It's not the same money.
Where, exactly. I was going to say, where are you making more money?
Yeah, but it depends.
So let's be honest.
Are you going to work 12 hours in heels or are you going to be in sneakers?
Yeah, for comfort.
What's your payout at the end?
It's a sacrifice. That's why OnlyFans is thriving so much.
That's why 98% of the people don't like their job.
That's good. Wow. That was very nice. But some people are richer than others. Brother. That's what I'm saying. Would you go back and work in a bar now?
Of course.
Pour vrai, le bar, j'ai trop aimé ça. C'était fucking cheap.
But it's not what it is.
Anymore. Non, mais c'est ça. Mais j'ai adoré ça. Si tu me disais...
Sure, you met me.
come on.
It's true.
You think you're fucking gone?
No. I'm godly. Yeah.
If you follow himself, it's okay.
Well, yo, if I'm not going to love myself, who's going to love me?
If he's not...
Certainly not Sahar.
All the fucking girls on your IG.
I'm waiting for my AI bot to love me more. Love you long time.
You'd have an Asian, you have a Thai. I would never get a Thai.
Oh, I'm going worldwide. Why would I limit my... Wait. If I can literally have... I think if that actually does exist and the AI is very humanoid in a sense, I have no reason to interact with humans.
That's exactly what I said. That you said.
Well, like, I don't. Well, like, in my case, I'm not talking about... I'm talking about me.
Yeah.
Where every time I talk to a new girl... All of a sudden, she has to, you know, spit out all her traumas, all her daddy issues.
I already don't interact with humans. I've limited myself.
Stop it.
No, but entertainment, yes. But yeah, the trauma is heavy.
Yeah, but you like entertainment. You get the girls.
No, I'd rather watch fucking Netflix then if I want to watch a documentary.
So don't you do that?
I still need.
Because you like the entertainment.
No, because there is no AI to replace it yet.
He likes the other entertainment.
Yes. The happy endings.
He needs the extracurricular.
It's the human
activity.
Touch.
Stop it.
What?
Seriously?
You're asking me if I like sex?
No. I'm asking you, don't you like to hang out with girls and girls' attention and all the fluff?
Why do you think I do all that? You think because...
Because it's entertaining and
no,
it's flattering.
No, girl, let me tell you something. We don't do it because
I don't do drama. The minute there is drama, I'm out. Your
life is fucking drama all the time.
That's why there's so many new people every time. How is this not clear to you?
They're in there.
I don't understand. Like, this is not news.
Oh, that's funny.
But because it's true. The minute trauma comes.
Stop it.
I'm out.
You recycle all the time.
I do not recycle.
You do recycle.
No, I give second chances.
And he says he doesn't like drama.
What is the definition of recycling?
Because it's not recycling. Because what happens is I'm a firm believer of people being able to change. Mm-hmm. I am.
He's a firm believer of being horny and the rotation being slim, that he needs
Slim? What world do you live in?
I'm just saying, sometimes it gets slim.
It's just the easiness because they come back. It's easy.
No. I call them.
Get into the drama.
I call them.
They call
I put them on timeout.
You put them on
some of them message you.
And that no, is but why I rarely. If the thing is, okay, and, that's and now jokes aside, and what
kindergarten now is sexual harassment.
No, stop, stop it, stop it, stop it.
I put my girls on timeout. Stop it. See, we got a new.
Most people that I meet, especially if they're a good, because what happens is I meet people, and especially at the beginning, it's like the puppy love in a relationship, I guess, mm-hmm. where everything goes well, everything is easy, it's fun. You discover the first other person. Next thing you know, they try to change certain rules, attachment issues, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, listen, I don't think you seems that you read
the terms and conditions.
Yeah. The terms and conditions.
The conditions.
You just clicked Jacques Femme.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like, I want you. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, but I come with terms and conditions.
You didn't read
this
them.
Long. And part of the Ten Commandments is you of shall not do drama. Simple as that. You shall give me good sex, no drama. And you have to be non-jealous.
That's ridiculous.
Excuse you?
It's ridiculous.
Why?
You should clip that.
It's not going to happen. There's always going to be drama.
No, it does happen, but it doesn't happen forever. Everything comes with an expiration date. Some people it's months. Some people it's days. Some people is almost a year. But, when it happens, sometimes they have a bad day and they go, oh, I want this and I want that. And I'm like, listen, stop right now. Thank you very much. I need a girl with a, not a human touch. You know what I mean? The remix of Spice Girls.
This is bullshit.
But I'm in good terms with everybody. So I'm like, cool, if you, you know, I wish
if
you luck.
If ever you're in the neighborhood.
No, whenever you know, you work
that's
it through.
That's not true. That's not true.
What do you mean?
No, because at the end of the day, you'd like to meet a girl and have a girlfriend.
I would, but there's none. I do not believe it's
so
like a unicorn.
Means, excuse me. That means that when you but actually meet a girl.
Hard to.
Yeah, they are. They are very hard.
Okay.
But when because the thing is, I'm comfortable being alone. Mm-hmm. I don't need like somebody here to be in a relationship 100%. To find purpose in my life.
I don't know what he's talking about. No idea what he's
I'm talking about.
AI. Oh. Got it.
Him too is very comfortable alone.
Yeah.
No, him, it's the opposite of her though.
Yeah.
He's running away from people.
No, I don't run away from people. I'm just very comfortable alone.
Yeah, you're doing self-sabotage. I'm sure you would have a good girl in front of you. You wouldn't even see it.
It depends.
Depends of what, her ass?
No, it depends. It depends of my mood that day.
Exactly. That too. See, those are not stable criteria depending on my mood.
It can change at any moment.
It depends if Mercury's in retrograde or not.
I change every day. I adapt, so.
You adapt?
Yeah.
No, but that's not adapting.
I adapt to
that's
myself.
What I'm saying. And him, he was on a mission. That's why his focus was better.
Yeah.
Desperate times require desperate measures.
Desperate, if not a term that I would use.
Okay, what would like be the word that you would... I'm not saying this, you're bro. In a desperate situation.
Okay.
I was like, you were in a desperate in the sense that you were on a... You decided to create pressure in your life
you
for a time.
You needed a woman.
You needed a woman. So because of that, he didn't want to go through the... He was more focused. Pretty much, he had like focused.
I'm focused.
I'm not.
On getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you see, I'm not focused. That's my issue. It's like because there is infinite wealth in
there's
this
an abundance.
Yeah, abundance in the island of Montreal.
That's
yeah,
but sabotage too.
But no. I feel like I will yeah. be you if I already have the two children and whatever.
But you see, that's what I'm saying. Your focus yeah. wasn't the same as mine.
No,
me. The thing is, the person that's gonna come in my life.
Oh, because you want to make a second baby?
Yeah. yeah.
So once you get a second baby, you're going to throw her?
No. Thrower?
Well, cause that's,
no.
Because he said if he was in your situation.
Because if you would be looking the same criteria.
You're going to need to cut all of this.
Why?
Like, why? But it's not even your life. I'm talking about mine.
No.
And mine.
Yeah, but that's
how's this
up.
About you? Such a woman thing to do. Three men talking about their relationships. And she comes out of nowhere.
You're to cut this.
You should
like,
cut this.
No, because that's mean. He's like, oh, so you're going to throw out? He's like, no.
No, his wife is a big fan of the pod.
Yeah,
by the way. Oh, he said worse than that. He said on the pod, I claimed her.
He did claim her.
What's yeah. claim her?
She is mine. Like, you know, a caveman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like club on the head, drag her around.
Wow.
But that's not a claim.
You should not look at other
that's
men.
That's not a big deal.
You should not. Yeah, okay, cool. You would love somebody to claim you.
Yeah. AI, Jax would claim you.
Everybody claims the person they're with.
I don't claim.
That's a thing.
I don't claim.
No, I do
yeah,
claim.
You do. Without doing it, you're doing it.
What the fuck does that mean? You're too woke for me here.
I don't understand half these comments.
Yeah, but wait, what does that mean?
It means...
It's like a bunch of words that meant nothing.
No, it means yeah. something. It means... I call it pissing.
Why are you pushing the mic away?
Oh, fuck. I call it pissing. You piss on someone all the time when you're with someone. Let's say
you're chilling too much with dogs. She's a big dog person, by the way.
Oh, love dogs.
You're pissing. What are you like?
No, I say that. C'est une expression.
Une expression, là, Nadia. Whatever. Okay. No, because in Dubai, it means something else.
How much does she love dogs?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah. She has a tattoo of a dog on her.
Do we ask the question?
Go ahead.
I'm a cynophilus.
A what? A single what?
Cynophilus.
I don't know what that means.
Found lover of dogs.
Okay, so he's going to give you a situation that...
It's a scenario that that I've answered.
But he asked the same... He asked himself the question in front of everybody.
Yeah. So if a child and a dog are drowning, who are you saving first? Or who are you saving?
And she has to think about it.
Of course
too.
You do.
God. Why?
God damn.
What do you mean why?
And actually, I'd save the child if it doesn't know how to swim.
Well, if they're drowning, by definition,
no, they're both drowning.
Is it my dog?
It's your dog, yes. Yeah.
Is it my child?
Nope.
It could be anybody.
No, let's just say it's not your child and it's your dog.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to save both.
No. She's going to jail.
I'm not
going to
let one fucking drown.
They're both about to drop off a waterfall. So you only have time to save one.
Which one is the closest?
No, you can only save one. You can save. You can save one or the other.
Yeah.
Why are you thinking?
That I'm surprised too. This is what's wrong with today's society.
This is what's right with today's society.
No, see, Sahara, I already knew he's a lost cause.
Yeah, but now, look at Sahara's friend. He's totally different of every of his friends.
No, because.
And his family.
Because of what?
Because for some people, they're going to say, like, a human life is more important than, let's say, like a dog, like a
but it is.
But
it's not.
And I can actually mathematically prove it.
And don't give a shit about your math.
Come again?
It all depends of the attachment you have to it. Fait que si toi, mettons, t'aimes pas tant les humains, puis le monde font chier, puis les animaux, they're good to you.
No, but he asked you.
She's woke.
Yeah, she is fucking woke.
Fucking woke as can be.
She can't even answer a simple question.
No.
Mais je sais pas. Je vais répondre quelque chose que je sais.
I have to see what their feelings are. Let me speak to the dog and speak to the baby and see how we align.
Non, mais je sais pas. Ça serait quelque chose d'instinctif. Je peux pas répondre.
Yeah,
so you'll never babysit kids ever in your life, first and foremost.
She'll save dogs.
Why?
She'll save the dog.
Because if you're put in a situation where a house is burning, you're going to take the dog first.
Yeah,
I'm going to fucking take the
And all three
if
die.
If the dog's the closest one, and if all the three die. The closest one, je vais pas laisser l'enfant là pour aller chercher le chien. L'enfant est là, je vais le sauver.
But
le
if the dog
là,
is there.
Je vais le sauver. And je vais essayer de sauver les deux.
And then you all three die.
I'd save the dog.
No, we know about you. Like, we know.
100%, I'd save the dog. Even the dog was further in the fire. I'd go save the dog.
So, okay, I'll give you a better situation because you're playing this thing.
You're
breaking
my fucking head.
Let's just say in the future, medicine takes you to another level and you can get, it's not a liver, it's
kidney?
A kidney. You can even give your kidney to your dog. So both of them are dying. One of them needs a kidney. Who do you give your kidney to?
My dog?
Your dog or a child?
The dog.
That you don't know. No.
No, it's not your child. It's your friend's child.
And it's my dog?
And it's your dog.
Definitely my dog.
Hell yeah.
In that note.
On that note, really.